My 8-year-old was ecstatic. He was finally tall enough and old enough to drive his own go-kart. He was fitted for a helmet, strapped into the car, and the attendant gives him one simple set of instructions. Your gas pedal is on your right, your brakes are on your left. In hindsight, I probably should have realized he needed a little bit more instruction. He hadn't even completed one full lap around the track, and he somehow managed to be headed in the wrong direction at full speed. The attendants are yelling and screaming, waving, trying to get his attention. Poor kid doesn't know how to use his brakes. He can't hear a thing over the sound of the engine. He finally stops when he crashes into a wall. Three different attendants immediately converge upon him, and they're all yelling at him and screaming. And it occurs to me, none of that was helpful. Kid's 8 years old. He doesn't know how to drive. What he really needed were some instructions how to use his brakes. Maybe a practice lap on his own to experience it for himself and see what it's like to use them. This week's Parsha, Avraham goes out to war to rescue his nephew. And he takes with him 318 of his men. And the Torah refers to those men with an interesting term. It calls them chanichav, Avraham's initiates. Rashi explains that these men were defined by the fact that they've been initiated into a process. They've begun to be trained, taught, to live a life following the path of Avraham and his God. And that's why, Rashi says, we refer to Jewish education with the same term. Chinuch. It's an initiation. It's entering the children into a process in which they'll learn and be trained to become responsible, independent adults. As parents, we all know that that's the goal. Our children should be independent. They should be responsible. We also all know that it's a process. They're not born that way. The hard part is remembering along the way that we're in the middle of a process. It's easy when we see someone else yelling at our 8-year-old to say to ourselves, relax. Take it easy. Cut the kid some slack. He's only 8. He doesn't know how to drive. He's just learning. It's much more difficult when we're the ones involved. When our 4-year-old spills chocolate milk all over the kitchen floor and we want to respond with anger or frustration, to remember, relax. Kid's 4 years old. He's just beginning the process of learning. That's what 4-year-olds do. When our 10-year-old forgets their homework at home, again, child doesn't need to see from us frustration or anger or a look of contempt or utter disbelief. How can you possibly behave this way? Of course he can behave this way. He's 10 years old. What he probably needs is some instruction or guidance as to how to remember next time to bring his work to school. The more that we can remember that our children are going through a process, the better we can handle our frustration and be able to address each situation with a sense of calm and help the child with what they need at that time with their age-appropriate behaviors. It's a long process. And the more that we can help them get through that process, the more they'll be able to develop into that mature, responsible, independent adult that we yearn for them to become. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.